This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following program is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root with you for 3 hours. If it's Wednesday, it must mean 3 hours of The Warrior from my flagship station, KBET in Las Vegas, on USA Radio Network. And there's so much news to report. I just got to go straight to it. I can't get to it all. It's unbelievable. I have a stack that must be 200 articles high. First of all, I love Donald Trump Jr.'s comment to Democrats: if you can loot in person, you can vote in person. I think that's one of the best lines of all time. If you can loot in person, you can vote in person. I always think I have the best lines. So if I'm complimenting someone else's line, it's got to be damn good. And it is damn good. Don Trump Jr. to Democrats: if you can loot in person, you could vote in person. And basically it's a funny way of saying what I've been saying more in a more serious vein for months now, which is every time I go to Costco, it's jammed. Every time I go to Walmart, it's jammed. Every time I go to a supermarket, it's jammed. Everywhere I go is jammed in Las Vegas. So how come you can't vote in person? You can go to Costco, but you can't vote? I think we should put the voting booths in the Costco parking lot. No problem. I put out that tweet before, too. Just put all the voting. Let it all go down in the Costco parking lot. No one's got a problem going to the Costco parking lot. They do it every day. If you can shop at Costco, you can vote. It's one big Democrat scam. Number two in my stack of items, I put it in order here. Number two is Laura Loomer. She'll be on my show today. You will not want to miss that. She'll be at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. Laura Loomer, the firebrand conservative. The headline is, delivers a stunning primary victory in Trump's voting district. They think she's so right-wing. She's so to the right of right-wing. She's a Nazi. She's Hitler. That's what they say about Trump. That's what they say about Wayne Root. Guess what? He won in Palm Beach. In a congressional race, she's now facing off with a Democrat in a pretty Democrat district. We'll find out if she thinks she has a chance to win the entire thing. Boy, would that be my dream come true. Because Laura Loomer would be the AOC, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, of the Republican Party in the United States Congress. I would love to see Laura Loomer join AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib on the floor of the United States Congress. That would be fun. That would be really fun. Wait till you see the fireworks. They'll demand that she cannot be seated. They'll put up barriers. They'll put up wooden and stone barriers. They will have guards posted at the front of Congress not to allow a duly elected United States Congresswoman in. This will be fun. The other big news story of the day is Goodyear. It's a bad year for Goodyear. Let's put them out of business. You can mark it down. Wayne Root say it. I've literally been very careful. I never like being thrilled about somebody going out of business. I love business people. I love CEOs. I love businesses. I love publicly traded companies. I love American success stories. I'm the last guy in the world who wants to put someone out of business. I want to put Goodyear out of business. I want to make them an example. I'm sorry it's got to be you, but you got to go down. Everybody needs to put Goodyear out of business. Goodyear banned employees from wearing All Lives Matter. Blue Lives Matter. If you love police, you're banned at Goodyear or MAGA slogans, but they say Black Lives Matter is allowed, and so is any sort of gear for lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgender pride. But God forbid Blue Lives Matter. I want Goodyear to pay. I want to watch a billion-dollar company be knocked down to zero and watch them begging on the ground. Yeah. It's going to be a bad year for Goodyear. Donald Trump reacts, and I bet he reacted to my tweet last night, because I know Trump follows my tweets and follows what I say on radio and TV, and And I said last night, we got to boycott Goodyear. 63 million Trump supporters. Never buy a tire from Goodyear again. Put them out of business. End of Goodyear. Goodbye. Have a nice life. I'm so sick of this. I'm so angry at your diversity training bullspit. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing that white people are evil. I'm sick of corporations not giving a damn if they offend every white person in America, or if they offend every cop in America, or if they offend every conservative in America, or if they offend every Trump voter in America. All that's okay, but God forbid you offend one liberal. One liberal. Oh, my God. The whole company has to immediately agree to donate $12 billion to Black Lives Matter if one liberal feels offended. This is so out of control, and it's time to prove a point. Boycott Goodyear and drive them out of business. Anyone who needs a tire, never again get a Goodyear tire. I don't care that they've apologized. I don't care. It's time to show these CEOs, somebody approved that and thought it was a good idea, to have diversity training and tell people Black Lives Matter is good, transgender rights is wonderful, lesbian, bisexual people, anything you want on your shirt, it's great. God forbid you're a conservative. God forbid you mention God. God, you can't work for Goodyear anymore. Well, you know what? No one's going to buy from Goodyear anymore. Have a nice life. Trump calls for Goodyear boycott after a ban on MAGA gear for workers. No, but it's not the MAGA gear that matters. It's the Blue Lives Matter, and it's the All Lives Matter. I've had it. And a Kentucky mayor said he will stop using Goodyear tires for police, fire, and emergency vehicles because of their anti-cop stances. It's all turning bad. It's a bad year for Goodyear. So guess what Goodyear does? They make a U-turn this morning on diversity. And here's the actual tweet from Goodyear. Yesterday, Goodyear became the focus of a conversation that created some misconceptions about our policies and our company. Goodyear has always wholeheartedly supported both equality and law enforcement and will continue to do so. You really think this is just about law enforcement, do you? You're about to find out, mother truckers. I want you out of business. Goodbye, Goodyear. Have a nice life. Time to take them out of business and bring them to their knees and make sure the CEO is fired and all of Wall Street drives their stock down to zero. The employee who took the photo of the slide they were all forced to watch, this communist training called diversity training, claimed it was presented at a Topeka plant by an area manager and says it came from their corporate office out of Akron, Ohio. Time to put Goodyear out of business. Have a nice life. The employee told WIBW, if someone wants to wear a Black Lives Matter shirt, then cool. I'm not going to be offended about it. But at the same time, someone's not going to be able to wear something that's politically based, even in the farthest stretch of the imagination, that's discriminatory. If we're talking about equality, it needs to be equality. If not, it's discrimination. Exactly. Exactly. I've had it with this bullspit. I've had it. Put Goodyear out of business. Now, I'm not going to name the restaurant I was in last night with my beautiful fiance Cindy, but we went out to dinner last night in Vegas. And the minute I get in a restaurant, I take my mask off. That's second. That's second. And I go out to eat seven nights a week. No one's ever said a word to me. Last night in the restaurant, the girl seating us said, oh, excuse me. You have to leave your mask on when you sit at the table now until the food comes or the water comes, your drink comes. And I said, no, I don't. And she said, yes, yes, the city told us that. It's a rule. We must do it. And I said, call your manager over now. And the manager came over. She was stammering and stuttering and humming. What's the matter? What's the matter? I said, your hostess just told me I got to keep my mask on while I'm sitting at the table. And I'm going to walk out of the restaurant right now. And I have the biggest radio show in Vegas. And I'll announce the name of your restaurant. I'll put you out of business. Ain't nobody sitting at a table with a mask on. Not as far as I'm concerned. There is no such rule. You want me to find out if there's such a rule? I'm friends with all the councilmen in Las Vegas. I will text them right now, and I text three councilmen who are great friends of mine, and all three instantly answered back and said, no such rule. And she said, I don't know what to say. I don't know where she got it from. Somehow she thought that you have to wear a mask at the table. I said, you know what? You better go speak to her, and you better have a really stern conversation. Because I'm not going to hurt your business, I'm not going to mention the name, but ain't nobody wearing a mask at the table as far as I'm concerned, or I'll never be back to your restaurant. End of your restaurant. I mentioned this on the air, end of your restaurant. Nobody's keeping a mask on till drinks and food arrive at the table. There is no such law in the city of Las Vegas. There's no such mandate. There's no such rule. And the manager was very nice. That's why I'm not mentioning the name of the restaurant. Very nice and very apologetic, and said she'd sit down with her hostess and have a real conversation. She has no idea where the hostess got it from. I'm sick of all of it. Not going to put up with it anymore. All I did was announce on this show back in April, let's get together on a Friday and let's drive and have a beautiful drive down Vegas Strip and fight to reopen the economy. And 10,000 of you showed up. So now it's time to put our weight and push people around. You wanna F with me? You wanna F with conservatives? I'll put you out of business. That'll be the end of anyone that tries that crap in this town. Goodyear tries it, we'll put you out of business. Restaurants try it, we will put you out of business. Delta Airlines tries to tell cops not to board an airplane, we will drive you out of business. It is time to show them who the boss is. Because they're trying to destroy our country. I'm not sitting in a restaurant ever again in my lifetime and having a mask on at the table, ever. When that day comes, guess what? I will never spend another penny at your restaurant or any restaurant. Have a nice life. I'll eat at home, and every restaurant in this town will go out of business. Here's a great article. A warning to America. The tragedy caused by socialism has devastated the lives of millions of Venezuelans. You know what the mask is about? Socialism. You know what the diversity training is about? Socialism. You know what cops not boarding Delta Airlines is about? Socialism. All of us have to scream it from the highest mountaintops. Anytime someone does that to you, you scream, I'm not a socialist. And if this restaurant's socialist, we're going to go out of business. We'll make sure the newspaper knows about it. We'll make sure Wayne Root knows about it. We'll make sure radio TV knows about it. We'll make sure every Republican in this town knows about it. You believe in socialism? Put them on the spot. Put your boot to their neck. That's the end of this nonsense. No more. Wayne Root says, no mas. I'm going to play Roberto Duran. No mas, baby. You will never disrespect the Trump conservative voter again, or we will drive you out of business. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty isn't health insurance. In my opinion, it's better than health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing ministry. I had health insurance my whole adult life, and it failed me again and again and again. I had Aetna towards the end, the last maybe 5 years, and it failed me again and again and again. $2,000 a month the price went to because of Obamacare. Screw Aetna. Screw health insurance. Liberty Health Share is the best. It's healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. There's no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. The price is ridiculously lower than health insurance. My four children have been members now for almost 5 years. I've been a member for almost 5 years. And starting on January 1st, it'll be the start of my fifth year, and I'll have saved $90,000 on my premiums with Liberty Health Share. And when I needed them, and I kidney stone surgery last year, $27,000 bill, they paid the whole bill. Like I said, it's not health insurance, it's better. Aetna never paid me $27,000 bill for me. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Trump says, this just in, by the way, Trump says the U.S. intends to trigger a snapback of U.N. sanctions on Iran. days after the UN Security Council failed to extend a soon-to-expire arms embargo on Iran. Today I'm directing Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to notify the UN Security Council the United States intends to restore virtually all the previously suspended United Nations sanctions on Iran. The snapback mechanism was included as part of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal and allows an individual deal participant to restore sanctions on Tehran should it deem to be in violation of the deal. The U.S. left the Obama-era deal in 2018, but claims to have the rights as a participating member under U.N. Security Council Resolution 2231, which codified the deal. So, good news. I hope he starves him. And you know what happens when he starves him? You know why he starves him? You know what this is about? If Trump starves Iran, guess what happens? The people rise up against the mullahs because the people are starving. And the people know the mullahs caused this. And they don't care about whether they have a nuclear bomb or not. They care about whether they have food on their table at night. So you cause an uprising. Guess what Obama did by signing the Iran deal? Obama was the biggest Iran ass kisser in the history of the world. And Iran's a terrorist rogue state. You know what that makes Obama? A terrorist lover. What Obama did was prop up the Iran regime. He propped up terrorists and murderers and mullahs with the Iran deal by giving them all kinds of money and helping them and protecting them and shielding them from problems. Trump comes along and he says, kills the Iran deal, makes the country starve. Now he's going to play sanctions. They'll starve. There'll be an uprising. They'll overcome the mullahs. Someone will be suddenly in power that's friendlier to the United States and doesn't want to destroy Israel. Trump is brilliant. All these Ivy League intellectuals are either idiots, book smart, bookworm idiots who don't have a clue about the real world, or they're all on the take. And Iran's doling out millions of dollars in bribes for people like Obama and John Kerry to put together deals like the pathetic Iran deal. Trump's too smart for that. Now, back to why I'm so angry about Goodyear and their diversity training. Here's a warning to America. The tragedy caused by socialism has devastated the lives of millions of Venezuelans. Hunger and misery continue to escalate in Venezuela, and meanwhile, the socialist regime buys weapons. Senior officials in Maduro's regime live like kings with millionaires. And meanwhile, their citizens, millions of them, are going through the worst humanitarian tragedy in modern history. Venezuelans look like zombies on the streets, looking for something to eat or take home at the end of the day. They dig through the garbage for food. I've read you before. They drink sewage water. Excuse me while I vomit. Do you know what kind of life you have in America? If you're poor and you're black, you live the greatest life in the world in America compared to Cuba or Venezuela. You have no clue what communism and socialism really mean. Maduro's regime has taken away any possibility of a decent life. The pandemic is not even considered a reason to stay home because it's not possible since people are literally out in the streets trying to find food in garbage dumps every day. Thousands of children on the street, elderly people on the street, people who worked their entire lives, now wandering without hope. The life of a two-year-old boy, Angel Adianzi, is making news today. The child had digestive bleeding and malnutrition. There was no ambulance in the town where he lives. His family spent the day looking for a car with gasoline to take him to Coro, and he died on the way. Folks, this is a humanitarian tragedy caused by socialism. It destroys everything it touches. And what was on display in the Democrat convention last night? Pure socialism. Scariest thing in history that anybody would want that for the United States of America. But if they do, send them packing on November 3rd forever.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal officials say efforts to reduce violent crime in cities around the nation is working. Attorney General Bill Barr in Kansas City, Missouri, saying that almost 1,500 arrests have been made as part of Operation Legend.
Operation Legend is the heart of the federal government's response to this upturn in violent crime. Its mission is to save lives, solve crimes, and take violent offenders off the streets before they can claim more victims.
Portland police declared a riot Tuesday night in the city after a fire was set inside a county government building. The rioters broke the windows of the building and used lighter fluid to start the fire. The building set on fire used to be where people would come to get married and get their passports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here to talk about the disaster of the Democrat National Convention. And just as I'm bringing on my great guest to talk about it, I see the headline at Breitbart, DNC ratings for the second night plummet 48% from 2016. It's hilarious. They've got the biggest joke in world history up on the TV screen. Who would want to watch that boring, hot mess of socialist, Marxist losers and a few Republican traitors? Oh, my gosh. Corey Lewandowski. He's with us, senior advisor to Trump 2020, one of the most important reasons we've got Trump as our great president, former Trump campaign manager, New York Times bestselling author, my buddy Corey. How are you, man?
War, my man. I am doing so well. If I was doing any better, I'd be asleep like Joe Biden. You know, look, I got to tell you something. My friend is Mike Lindell, and I am blaming Mike Lindell on this election because he has given Joe one of those pillows, and Joe has not woken up since he's gotten the damn thing. You know that?
I'm well aware.
It's the greatest pillow ever, and Lindell has just put him to sleep.
I saw that the media was debating whether you should discuss Joe's cognitive abilities and their decline. And who came on to debate with him? Not Joe, but his wife, Jill. He's got to send his wife to debate whether it's okay to ask about how his brain has declined because he's not capable of having that debate. Obviously, it's embarrassing. It really is.
Well, it is embarrassing, and the truth is the American people are going to see this more and more every day. Joe can only be scripted for so long. His hard-hitting interview this week wasn't with the likes of luminaries like Chris Wallace or even Chuck Todd. It was Cardi B this week, the well-known journalist Cardi B. And she sat there and she asked Joe questions off a piece of paper, and he answered the questions off a piece of paper because he knew what the questions were before they were coming. That's the only way this guy could do it. It's just unbelievable. But no, in fairness, Wayne, last week Joe Biden did have a very, very exciting week. They finally told him who he was going to pick to be the vice presidential nominee, and he was so excited. He held his phone upside down. He said, Jill, are you there? I think he thought he was picking his wife, Jill, to be the nominee. It was unbelievable. That whole thing.
Well, he was so excited because it's a brand new woman that he could sniff her up. He could sniff her hair, and he could lick her neck. He's the strangest person in history to be given a presidential nomination. And I got to tell you, one of my buddies, I'm sure you know him. You must know him, Corey. He's the number one radio host in Chicago, and he's been my buddy for 20 years. Mankow? Do you know Mankow?
Of course I know him. The guy's a killer, of course.
He is. He's great. And he texted me this morning. We're always texting back and forth. He texted me a video that I didn't know about from like 25 years ago, and it showed Joe Biden telling, I guess he was running in a Democrat primary for president like 25, 30 years ago. He looked like a, 30 years younger. And he's telling everybody that I graduated the top of my law class, and I've got three different degrees, and I did this, and I did that. And then ABC News anchor comes on and says, well, Mr. Biden has had to admit he did not graduate the top of his law school class. He does not have three degrees. And whatever the third thing was, it wasn't true either. So, I mean, they nominated a guy who lies about everything.
The third thing was he said he got a full scholarship, a full ride.
Right. He didn't get a full scholarship. Right. Yeah.
The other thing that, he doesn't want to talk about too often, it was the local pool gangster Corn Pop, right?
Remember
that guy that he stared down at the local pool as the kids were pulling the hair on the bottom of his leg because he really liked that. I mean, it's insane to think that in this day and age, with all of the potential candidates, all of the media that's available to these people, the Democrats nominate a candidate who literally cannot form a coherent sentence and is so embarrassing that they decide that they have lied about everything their entire career, have run for president three times, and now have no vision for America? Is this really what we've come to? It's look, I love it being part of the Trump campaign as a senior advisor to this president. I'll tell you what, War, Monday night, the president called me, and we were like a couple little school kids kind of watching the Democratic convention together. We said, you're going to be kidding me. Are these guys for real? Or is this some skit on Saturday Night Live or, you know, from The Onion? And it was just unbelievable what they were saying. They have no policies. They have no ideas. They have no future. And they have no agenda for the American people. And that's why Donald Trump is going to win bigger than he won in the Electoral College in 2016.
Oh, I have no doubt. I've been predicting that from the beginning, and there was never a moment, even in the darkest days, maybe a month, 2 months ago, when the odds makers had him as a plus 170 underdog. They had Biden 2-1, and I bet all I could bet, Corey, on Trump plus that money. I have the biggest bet of my life on Trump, because he's going to win by an electoral massive landslide. The people aren't that stupid. But the one thing you left out, in addition to having no vision, and they're boring, and the whole convention's horrible, you left out that the only people they show are basically all socialists, that they AOC on, who didn't even mention Joe Biden. All she did was come on and mention Bernie Sanders. I mean, it's embarrassing. They had a person on, Linda Sarsour, who's a Jew-hating anti-Semite, wants Israel to be destroyed. This is who they allow speaking at the DNC. It's truly amazing in this day and age that you could ever get away with something like that without the media losing their mind. Someone who hates Jews and hates Israel and is literally, behind terrorism, literally, someone who will help portray them better and raise funds for organizations like CARE. She's the speaker.
Wayne, we listened to Michelle Obama, the former First Lady of the United States, blame this president for a separation policy of illegal immigrants that put children in cages. What she forgot to mention was her husband built the cages. He
right.
was the guy
Amazing.
Who did this, right? We listened
Amazing.
To Bill Clinton chastise Donald Trump for being impeached in the Oval Office. He forgot to say that he must have an enormous stake in every tobacco company for his cigar usage in the Oval Office that wasn't authorized at the time and lying
yeah.
under oath, right? I mean, do people have these memories? Jimmy Carter chastises Donald Trump for foreign policy. Does anyone remember three numbers of the Carter administration? 444, 444 days American hostages were held because of the weak, feckless leadership of Jimmy Carter when he was the president. And the day Ronald Reagan was sworn in, you know what they did? They said, we better not mess with that guy. We're going to let them go immediately. And that's exactly what happened. So, the media has given these people a pass time and again. Michelle Obama was so lazy is the term I'm going to use. She pre-recorded her message a week
and didn't know who the VP was.
She even mentioned Kamala Harris. Exactly.
She didn't know she was because she hadn't been named yet. She did it a week ago before they named Kamala. And you go, wait a minute, why didn't she do it two nights ago? Why was it done 2 weeks ago when they didn't know who the VP was? Who makes decisions like that? You mean she wasn't available to do a quick 5-minute speech a couple of days ago? I don't even know. It's amazing. And how about the GOP has-beens that are up on that stage? Oh. We're all bitter against Trump. That's the weirdest thing of all. Who are these people? They're just out-of-power has-beens who are jealous of the success of Trump.
Well, I love to say that one of the highlights of my professional career was destroying John Kasich's professional career. Is one of the real highlights. We call him 1-for-49 John, and he barely won that primary in Ohio. But, John Kasich, as you know, was the managing director of Lehman Brothers during the financial collapse, and he almost single-handedly took down our economy. So, this is a guy who is nothing but a big spender. He was terrible in Washington. By the way, his best friend, a guy by the name of Matt Borges, who was the executive director under John Kasich, he just had his door kicked down by the FBI and raided in some bribery scam that he was running.
Probably, I saw that.
Something to do with Kasich, too. So, look, John Kasich, Colin Powell, who didn't support Mitt Romney or John McCain, and I respect Colin Powell for his service in the United States military because I respect everybody he puts on the uniform. But, this is not exactly a pillar of conservatism. And then, we got Susan Molinari and Chrissy Todd Whitman. This is not exactly the Republican Party today that said, let's go and kick the dog crap out of China. Let's renegotiate bad trade deals. And let's do something which is this crazy idea. It's called put America first. That's what Donald Trump has been about from day one. And that's what he continues to be about.
So let me ask you some questions, because I've got a guy who, you and I are like the same person. We're like brothers from another mother, and you spend a lot of time with the president. You're a very bright guy. So let me ask you, the only thing that I fear, Corey, okay? Because we're going to win this thing by, like you and I both agree, an electoral landslide, assuming it's a fair fight. But they're desperate now, and they know they can't win. So they're going to try and steal it like they've never tried before. And mail-in balloting is certainly going to guarantee in many states that millions and millions of people, could, you know, collectively in all the states, are able to commit voter fraud and vote who shouldn't be voting against President Trump. The only way they could beat us is by stealing the election. What is President Trump doing to prevent that kind of fraud?
Well, Wayne, you know, your state, unfortunately, I think is the worst purveyor of
terrible.
They waited
to
the 11th hour, right? They didn't take any public input. They then decided to pass a law that allows voting by anybody who's ever lived in a household, their dead cat that lives at that household or had lived there 25 years ago. Everybody gets a ballot. There's no verification of your signature. You can't track it through the process. And we're seeing this in all of the blue states. And the truth is, states like Nevada make a huge difference because we can win in Nevada. And so we have sued through the Republican National Committee every state so far to the Supreme Court to try and prevent this from happening. And what we have said was, look, Anthony Fauci, who a lot of people disagree with on a lot of things, has said it's perfectly safe to vote in person.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
You know, I know it, but in the state of Florida, where they have what is called a permanent absentee voter file, we agree with that 100%. If you can't make it and you have a signature verification and you can track your ballot from cradle to grave from the time it leaves the Secretary of State back, you should do it. Nevada's not that way, and we got to stop it.
All right, so listen, can you hang through the break? Because I'd like to ask you about all these great accomplishments of President Trump. We never got to any of that. No one in the world can put the cherry on top of the icing like you can about Trump's great accomplishments in his first 4 years. Are you with us?
Let's do it, my friend, 100%.
We'll see you on the other side of the break. I got a couple more questions for you, too, and you're the man to answer, man. You are the man. Corey Lewandowski, senior advisor to Trump 2020, former Trump campaign manager and New York Times bestselling author. Most importantly, F.O.R., friend of Root. Corey Lewandowski, we'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. This is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the markets, they are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I've got a great guest, Corey Lewandowski, Senior Advisor to Trump 2020. I will not keep Corey long. I know he's a busy man. I just wanted to get a couple things in. Former New York Times bestselling author, by the way, former Trump campaign manager, a great friend of Trump and a great friend of Root in this show. Hey, Corey, tell me about the great accomplishments of President Trump, because people have such short memories. Let's remind them what a great president he's been.
You know, Wayne, I think the first and foremost thing that we have to remember is that before the COVID-19 crisis, this president built the greatest economy the world had ever seen. We had the lowest unemployment rate for African-Americans, Asian-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, and women ever recorded. We had more people working than any time in our nation's history, and we closed the economy to save American lives. But it's now coming back. 1.8 million jobs last month. We saw the stock market is continuing to push new highs. The NASDAQ has hit multiple new highs since this COVID crisis has happened. That's because of the policies of this president. That's number one. Number two, this president is very forward-facing when it comes to illegal immigration. He wants to close our borders and open our schools. And the reason we need to do that, Wayne, is because in some places, the schools are the first line of defense for helpless children who are in homes that are downtrodden or they don't get a good meal or child abuse and neglect. And our teachers are that first line of defense, and we have to get these kids back in the classrooms so they can learn and we can protect these kids. Thirdly, this president has fundamentally transformed the federal judiciary, not just the two Supreme Court justices, that we all know about that have done amazing work, but over 200 federal judges appointed for life now who will not be legislating from the bench, and it has set a standard for conservatism going forward that the next generation will benefit from. And lastly, let me say this. This president is a law and order president. He stands with the men and women on the thin blue line that are the members of our military who he gave a pay raise to and helped to rebuild our military to make sure that Americans can sleep well at night. He wants to end our endless wars, bring our troops home, and make sure that we are supporting those people who wear those badges and guns to protect us every single day. All of those things are complete contrast to what the Democrats want.
The great signs that I see, Corey, and I hope you agree with me. I know you're an ex-cop, so I know you'll agree with me. Is terrible as it is, and I hate the rioting, and I hate the looting, and I hate the burning, and I hate the destruction of property. And I'm an ex-New Yorker, born and raised. I can't stand what's happened to New York City, to Manhattan, to Fifth Avenue, to Madison Avenue. I was just in Chicago. I can't stand what's happened to the Magnificent Mile. But there is a silver lining in all of it. I don't believe the American people are staring at this, and they're not going to, you know, believe in their minds that a vote for Biden is a vote to bring it all to the suburbs and destroy the suburbs. And I know that's in his actual agenda. His actual policy agenda is to triple up on Obama's plan to bring low-income housing next door to your $100,000, $500,000, or million-dollar house in the suburbs that you think is peaceful and nice and crime-free, and they want to ruin it and bring the crime to you. The American people can't be that silly, that stupid, that delusional, that work that hard, but they don't notice anything. They've got to notice that if you live in the suburbs, he wants to bring the horror going on in the cities to you. That's the edge for President Trump, in my opinion.
Well, it is, and look, more and more people are leaving these big cities because they've been run by Democrats. They've been run terribly. The murder rates are through the roof. We saw New York City has now, at this point in this year, had more murders than they did all of last year combined. And we still got a third of the year to go.
Look, and twice the shootings.
Twice the shootings. And no support for the police from the elected officials. We can't have this. This president wants law and order in our communities. Never has somebody said to me, I'm going to call 911 and hope Antifa comes to my house, destroys my business, destroys my home, destroys my children's school, or make sure I don't have a safe place to be at night. You know, the American people now see firsthand that these big cities have been run terribly, that they're moving out to the suburbs, those that can afford it, and those that can't are being left behind. So we need to do better for the American people. And the way you do that is job creation and supporting the police, which is what this president is doing.
And the people that are moving have got to be likely Republican voters. That's the sign. The two signs is the people that are moving from the cities to the suburbs, running for their lives. And, Corey, the second one is that gun sales are through the roof like never before in history. Month after month, it beats the record from the month before. All these people buying guns to defend themselves, and many of them, my friends tell me, who own gun stores are middle-class black Americans. I'm telling you, those are people that are going to vote for President Trump for safety, to make America great again and make America safe again.
Wayne, I was in Florida last week and I stopped at the largest indoor gun range in the state of Florida, toured the facility. I met with the owner and he told me, his name is Bing, he told me that 80% of his gun sales in the last 3 weeks have gone to African-American buyers. And he showed me a picture. I said, this can't be the inside of your store. He said, Corey, people are flocking in here because they want safety and security for their families. What has traditionally been, you know, a white old man like me going and buying firearms for collection or for sport has gone by the wayside because these African-American communities are being pillaged and destroyed by these Antifa people and these marauders, and they want the same safety and security that we have and deserve. And he said that's where the gun sales are going right now. So you're absolutely correct.
And we got to get that one more Supreme Court justice. We got it. If Trump is reelected, we're going to nail at least one more Supreme Court justice. We can't depend on Justice John Roberts. He's completely undependable. I won't discuss why right here, right now, but I don't trust him as far as I could spit at him. But if we can nail one more Supreme Court justice down, then we win every decision whether we get Roberts or not. That's the main reason we got to get Trump in there and a few more federal appeals court judges. That's what Trump's for, to guarantee conservative verdicts at the judge level for the next 40 years. That's what it's all about. Corey Lewandowski, great to have you by Trump's side. Brilliant mind. Appreciate everything you do, buddy.
Thank you.
God bless. Corey Lewandowski, senior advisor, Trump 2020, former Trump campaign manager, New York Times bestselling author, friend of the show, friend of war. See you later. Be back in a sec.
Have Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Come